auction off the shoes throughout the next 10 days. They're currently, you can go bid at ChaseElliott.com on the shoes, and hopefully we can raise some money, and obviously it's all for a great cause.
I was going to say, what's it like to have your teammates jump on board with you like that?
It's awesome, yeah. They didn't have to do that at all. It was literally, I sent them a text one afternoon, I sent them a group message, and I said, hey, would you guys be willing to jump on board with this and wear a pair of shoes during Atlanta? First off, I didn't even know if they could, if they had to wear certain shoes or not. And second off, they didn't have to at all, even if they could. So very, very appreciative of that. And definitely I encourage anybody to say thanks to them. Obviously, there's some huge names in our sport. Lucky to have them as teammates, but they have a lot of pull. And I think folks will recognize that, and it'll go a long way. So definitely say thanks if you get a chance this week.
Are you looking forward to driving on quote-unquote your home track a little bit?
I am. I've enjoyed racing in Atlanta over the past few years. It's a fun place to come to. I think it offers a lot of different options when it comes to various driving styles and some of the things that you can do behind the wheel. So I'm excited about that. Excited to have all the things we have going on with the foundation. And looking forward to having these kids and their families at the race this weekend, too.
You know, I know that it's the old last one for the old circus, huh? Is that something you look forward to?
Nah, I'm definitely going to enjoy it. I think we all have mixed emotions about that. But I'm going to enjoy it for sure. I'm excited to have the truck race and the cup race as well to do it this weekend. So hopefully get to have twice the fun. So we'll see how it goes.
Tell us about the truck racing and just how different that is, trying to maneuver that thing around the track.
Yeah, you know, I haven't, I've actually never driven a truck on a mile and a half before. When I ran my truck races that I did in 2013, I wasn't old enough to race anything over a mile. So I really don't 100% know what to expect. I think that, you know, those things obviously have a lot of downforce. They're lower on power than what the cup cars have. So I'm curious to see how that varies and what the differences are, but I really don't have a whole lot of experience with it. So we'll see.
Jamie, let's talk about we saw some tweets after the race, and I know
it
was a tough finish. How have you moved on? What do you learn from something like that?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it was, and I think Alan kind of put it best after the race. You know, we were talking, and, you know, we played the cards we were dealt, and we really, there wasn't a whole lot we could do with how the race unfolded. I don't think you can give up the lead in the race with, you know, 5 or 10 laps to go to try to fall back and save gas, because as soon as we do that, the caution will come out, and then everybody makes it, you know. So, like I feel, and like he said, you know, we played the cards we were dealt. I felt like the best of our ability. That's all you can ask for, and just move on down the road.
Obviously, you had to be disappointed to be leading 30-something laps.
Oh, for sure.
500 and not. But Alan said, you know, hey, it's better than being a crash or not be there. I mean,
definitely.
Can you look at it that way? I mean, is it hard to look at it that way?
No, I think you can look at it that way. I mean, obviously, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't disappointing. I'm definitely disappointed. I think we all were. But one thing I think you do have to look at in that situation is, yes, we were leading, we ran out of gas, but there was still 3 laps to go. It's not like we had it wrapped up. You know, there was still a lot of racing left, and I'm sure Martin and some of those guys are going to give us a good run. As it wound down. So it's easy to look back and say, oh, you know, we were leading, we had it, you know, it was a done deal, but it was far from a done deal, and I think you have to keep that in mind too.
Far better than a year ago too.
We made it a little further than we did a year ago, so that was definitely an improvement. That was, you know, something Dad and I talked about on the way home. He said, you know, well, he said it was better than last year, so that's true.
Do you consider Atlanta one of your better tracks, or do you... Some guys, you know, like Elliott Sadler, Richmond's an awful track for him.
Yeah.
Where does Atlanta?
Yeah, I wouldn't say Atlanta's my best track. For me, you know, I was lucky in 2014 we raced Atlanta with JRM, and Kevin Harvick was a teammate during that race that year. I learned a lot from him about Atlanta, and I was lucky to have him to lean on there at a young age with no experience at the racetrack. So I've looked up to him a lot at this place. He's had a ton of success here, and he's definitely one to lean on, and I've tried to do that, you know, as we were teammates there at JRM in 14 and 15, and hopefully some of that stuff will apply this weekend.
What do you think of the new format now that you've raced it once and then watched probably the other 2 races? Do you think we're going to see anything different unfold here now that it's a mile and a half, or do you have any judgments so far?
Well, I think, you know, some the stage racing is different for sure.
You know, to me, I didn't think it changed the complexion of the race at Daytona all that much. It just offers options for strategy. Granted, you know, Atlanta's obviously one of the most abrasive racetracks we go to with the surface, at least for now. So I think you're kind of set. You know, the way the racetrack wears tires, you're almost kind of forced into a position with what strategy you do, because you have to have tires all the time or you're just going to lose so much time on the racetrack. So I'm not sure that it's going to open up a ton of option from that standpoint, you know, with being able to stay out on tires or do something different. But maybe, you know, we'll see. But I do think guys are going to race hard to try to win those stages, because, you know, those championship points at the end of the year are very important, and you can rack up a lot of them. So I think it is big.
What do you do after, like, a race like that? I mean, do you punch something? Do you kick one thing just to get the – or, I mean, do you watch – do you not just not watch, try not to watch highlights, or do you just go on with the day and however it goes, it goes?
I mean, I just kind of go on with the day. I mean, there's definitely days where you wanna punch a door or kick something, but, you know, I didn't really Sunday. You know, I knew that that was just – the cards we were dealt, and there's not really a whole lot that we could have done about it. I feel like we did what we needed to do in the manner that we did. I thought we did things correctly as a team. There are positives to take from it. Granted, it's not great. It wasn't a great result to a great week, but I think you just have to go on about your day. There's going to be days where you want to kick something for sure, but in that particular situation, it was just what we were dealt.
Did this come about at all from – you see a lot of NFL players with all their shoe rules doing a lot of stuff. So did this idea come from any of that, or did it come from, like, who came up with the idea to have the shoes painted and watch? Like, did you see it? Did somebody else do it that you saw, or
– Well, what it was we kind of went to the teams, and we were trying to come up with a creative way to do something. And honestly, the shoe is really kind of the only thing that we had any type of say in what I could design or what we could do. So it was really just kind of the only thing we could do. And yes, it does kind of correlate a little bit with what the NFL guys have been doing. That's pretty neat. You know, I think it's a cool concept. I hadn't really thought about that, but for us, it was the only thing we could do. So that's why we went that route.
I mean, Dale Jr. does his gloves.
Yeah. I guess some guys do their gloves. We never really talked about gloves. We just felt like, you know, we might be able to get a little more creative with the shoe and something along those lines. So, you know, that's why we went that route, and I think it turned out good.
Hey, what made you decide, like, 2017 is the year that the Chase Elliott Foundation is going to start? I think some people wait a little longer, or some have it already. I mean, you're a young dude. I mean, what made you say this was the time?
To be honest with you, my mom deserves a lot of the credit for that. You know, she's always been very involved here at Children's. She's done a lot for them over the years with Dad and working with them. So very familiar with a lot of the staff. Really great people, easy people to work with for a great cause. So really, she deserves a lot of the credit to say, hey, you know, I think we should start this and do it, and make and have success. I think at a young age and an early start, you know, for this. So. For us, it was just an easy fit, and this is a hometown hospital. It's close to home for us, and we've had a history with them, so I think that was the biggest reason.
And can you tell a little bit about flying? Obviously, I do the Skycopter for a living and get to ride in that. I don't get to fly it. I know you've been flying airplanes for a long time. At what point did you step into a helicopter? And those are a lot more pricey than planes, so do you have one, or do you rent time, or how does that work?
I've always had interest in it, and Dad's had a handful of them over the years, so I was fortunate to kind of grow up around it and ride with him, you know, to some of the races and things when I was little. So that was where my interest kind of sparked. So I had ridden a lot over time, but I never really started training or flying any myself until last fall. I think I started in maybe August range, somewhere kind of late summer last year, and just kind of thought, hey, you know, I might want to do it. Dad's kind of always had interest in maybe having another one down the road, and at that particular time, he had mentioned interest in it. I was like, well, you know, I could maybe start training and, you know, try to get my rating. It'd be something cool to have. It's one of those things where once you get it, you have it, and it's definitely a bit of an investment, but it's something I enjoy, and it's something that you can do and really you have to focus on. I think it keeps you sharp mentally, and there's a lot of things that correlate, I think, from driving to flying. In a lot of ways, maybe not necessarily your actual inputs on the you know, helicopter, airplane, or the race car, but just I think that mental, just that mentality that you bring to flying and racing is very similar.
Excellent.